Claudette Hoaty joins us from the Parliamentary Press Gallery. It's another recess week, but nevertheless, she's still got her eyes and ears around the tiles and in the halls of Parliament. She's with us today. Hey, Claudette, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, atamārie. Morena.
Morena, morena. What's happening down in the big house this week?
On Friday, just hours before the fast-track submissions, public submissions were to close at 12 p.m, the government released the list of organisations it provided information to on how to apply for fast-track consent, and the list was distributed at around 5 p.m, and it, as I said, contains the identities of the stakeholders and includes district councils, and it includes iwi groups as well, mining companies, housing developers, power companies and fisheries. Now, the list was released because the Ombudsman had forced the government to do so after a complaint from Greenpeace. Now, it does not contain the details on how or what the projects that these organisations will want to fast track, or if they have any projects at all. There were two letters. They don't vary pretty much, but I'm going to try and get a copy of the letter that was sent to Māori organisations. It was slightly different to the letter that was sent to non-Māori organisations. What that is about, I'm not quite sure, but it'll be interesting to see what that letter was to Māori organisations. Now, I just want to read you some of the Māori organisations that were approached or were given a letter from the government. Marairoa A and B Trust, Marairoa A and B Blocks Incorporated, Marutuahu Collective, and you'll be interested in that, Dale, because that's your people. Maunga Haruru Tangitu Trust, Muri Ori Imi Settlement Trust, Nahapu o Ngāti Paua, Nahapu o Ōtaki, Ngā Maunga Whakahi o Kaipara Development Trust, Ngā Maunga Whakahi o Kaipara Tari Puritanga Trust. Now, that's just a smidgen of Māori organisations that were given a letter, and along with the likes of Trans-Tasman, who were found, who are wanting to mine in Taranaki, and we're in the middle of, or beginning, they were going to begin an environment court hearing. The iwi Ruanui had taken them to the environment court to stop them from mining, and they pulled out of that pending the results of the fast track. So that's that, and that will be followed up. The government has also announced it will reform financial services to make it easier to get home loans. Now, the Commerce and Consumer Affairs Minister Andrew Bailey and Housing Minister Chris Bishop, they made the announcement yesterday afternoon, and it comes as part of the National Act Coalition agreement to update the Credit Contracts and Consumer Finance Act. So making it easier for whānau to get home loans. We'll be interested to see how much this impacts on whānau Māori. Now, the comments, and this comes off the back of your kōrero with Shane Jones, because comments from New Zealand First Minister about the Waitangi Tribunal, and according to the Prime Minister, were ill-considered, and that message will be underscored to them, either in writing or verbally, again, by the Prime Minister. He says that Shane Jones' comments on Radio Wātea last week attacking the tribunal after it summoned Children's Minister Karen Chaw for an urgent hearing over the government's plan to repeal 7AA, ill-considered, he says. So we
know that Shane's sort of quite, he waxes lyrical sometimes too. And look, I know that he enjoys a sort of freedom of expression here, but sometimes that freedom can find him in a bit of hot water, obviously, as Luxon has spoken of. Now, your opinion about what's happening today, because you've just touched on Karen Shaw and the Waitangi Tribunal asking her to appear before them. That's playing out in the High Court today. What are some of your thoughts on the importance of this High Court decision?
Well, you know, I think it's really, really interesting that they want to repeal 7AA, considering that they are devolving a lot of the Oranga Tamariki services back down to Hapu, Iwi and Marae as well. So we know that they are wanting to do that. And, of course, if they devolve those services back down to those organisations, and we know that that's already taking place. We know that Tūhoe has an arrangement to take some of their tamariki and work with them to reintegrate them back into the hapū. Ngā Tihine, Ngā Puhi are doing the same thing. So I'm bemused as to why they would want to repeal 7AA. When that is exactly what the hapū iwi are doing currently. They are taking those tamariki from Oranga Tamariki who identify or whom they think do whakapapa to those tribal areas, and they're reintegrating them into with whānau whānui back into their iwi to reconnect them. So how then would that affect the placement or the devolving of services is yet to unravel. So very, very interesting why they would do that.
It's just another form of protest, though, isn't it? We can stand on the street corners or march to Parliament steps, or we can challenge the legalities through any vehicle that Māori have at their disposal. I see Mata Nuku Mahuika is representing the tribunal here in this issue. Do you sense this is a legal form of protest at the haste and direction that the government is operating here that is detrimental to Māori?
You know, that's really interesting that you say that, because it does appear now, particularly in the last two decades, that Māori have become extraordinarily litigious. So rather, although we do still have land occupations, and although we see a lot of rangatahi now taking to the streets in terms of protest, Māori have used Pākehā law against Pākehā to claim justice, equity and equality, and this is just another example of that. We have become extraordinarily litigious, and we have used, again, Pākehā law against Pākehā to claim justice. So, yes, another form of protest. I'm not sure whether protest is the right word, though. It's more about justice. We are using law to claim justice, and we're very, very good at it. And this government does not realise just how good we are in the courts of law.
Tēnā koe. Thank you, Claudette. Thanks for sharing some cordial. Looking forward to what surfaces by Wednesday when we can review this situation. But appreciate your thoughts from the big house. Mauri ora kia koe, te tuhine.
Oh, and just another thing, there are now 3,042 public service job losses from last week's announcement. And Te Papa, they've removed that defaced Waitangi, Treaty of Waitangi sign, and I think they buckled to the political whim of their minister. Now, don't forget, whānau, that Minister of Arts and Culture, Paul Goldsmith, wrote to Te Papa requesting that they take down that sign. It's the same minister who is the treaty negotiations minister. he said it was very uncomfortable to look at that deface sign. Te Papa said that there was extraordinary amount of discussion around the treaty as a result of that defacement. But he says, Goldsmith, very uncomfortable to look at, don't want to see it. That's the treaty negotiations minister.
Well, that's the situation many Uri of settler stock feel too, because it's an uncomfortable truth, the injustices that see them occupying great tracts of our most productive land, preferring not to look backwards in that way, and perhaps that's happened to Paul as well. Hey, thanks very much, Claudette, and ngā mihi. It's good kōrero again today. Appreciate it.
Ngā mihi.
Thank you. Claudette Tahoeti is our senior reporter.